بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala addressed the ulama of Bani Israel in particular, and all the Bani Israel in general, that is the Jews and Christians of before, that they should not mix the truth with the falsehood. That is, when somebody has heard about Islam and they want to accept, then they mix it up and adulterate it and cause confusion to those people, then they don't know how to follow. And neither should you conceal the truth, وَلَا تَكْتُمُ الْحَقِّ, that those who did not know anything about the deen, don't hide it from them, that if they hear the truth, then they will follow. Many times a person who hears follows more better than the person that he heard it from. So we should always convey the message of deen in the proper way, so that people can accept. And this Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and this makes it much more worse that you know you are doing wrong. That is a much more greater sin. Further, Allah explains now that just that concealing, not concealing the truth and not mixing up the truth with falsehood, that is also not enough. Further, you have to establish deen and the practical deen. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَقَائِمُ رَكُوا namaz, and establish namaz, perform namaz properly. Namaz is not ye وَصَلُّ الصَّلَاةِ, and just perform salah, but إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, with all the requirements of namaz, as namaz is required from us by Allah Ta'ala in that way. In the tafsir of Zamakhshari, it is come that ye, Allah says الصَّلَاةِ with alif lam, الصلاة, which means that this type of namaz the Sahaba used to perform, not just the outward form of Salat, and no concentration, no devotion, and even the outward form of ours is still very, very deficient. So namaz is a thing that also effort has to be made. They are told that when you accept Islam, you must establish this namaz. We are also required. And especially in the present day, when our namaz, musallis are gone very, very weak, and the people are coming very little to the masjid, it is moreover our duty that we make this effort, that namaz be performed, and it be performed properly with all its requirements. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ أَرْدِيَا كَرُوا zakat, and fulfill the obligation of zakat as well. That is also another requisite. So bodily ibadat of Allah, that is with the body, namaz. And monetary ibadat of Allah with money, that is zakat, give zakat for the pleasure of Allah and as required. And the zakat must be discharged, calculated properly, discharged properly also. And more than that, whatever other need comes, we should fulfill that also, like for masjids with lillah, madrasas, etc., the poor and the needy, where people need water, boreholes, etc., whatever, in this very cold weather, to try and help people with warmth, whether it is a blanket or anything else, with food, etc. وَرْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, اور جھکو نماز میں جس جھکنے والوں کے ساتھ. And humble yourself, make ruku, submit yourself to Allah with those who do make ruku also. That is an indication that make your namaz with jama'at. Ruku is an important aspect of namaz, therefore Allah has referred to the ruku here. But it is the whole of namaz, and with those who are making ruku, who are making namaz, that is with the jama'at. And the Jews, before, they used to make their namazes on their own. But here they are told to accept Islam and live as Muslims. And then as Muslims for this ummah, one of the great honors Allah gave this ummah is namaz with jama'at. and the namaz that performed with the Sahaba, how they should stand in namaz next to one another without leaving any gaps whatsoever. So that type of namaz Allah Ta'ala requires from us. So the deen has to be established in its complete way, from the not concealing. We should not conceal the truth. We should not mix the truth with the falsehood. All that aspects also. And then the practical namaz, deen of namaz, zakat, etc., namaz with the jamaat, and the safs be made as the Sahaba used to make their safs, that is, as we make our safs. And we should try and establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala and not try and find loopholes and leeways to change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We should look at the pleasure of Allah and we should work in that direction, and in that case Allah will make it easy for us also and open the ways for us. But if we want to choose all other ways, then our deen becomes difficult for us. Allah makes it difficult according to one narration. When we want to practice it as it is supposed to, Allah will make it easy for us. For Allah to change the hearts of people, to change laws, etc., is not difficult. It must be in our heart that we want to follow the deen as Allah wants it from us. May Allah give us tawfiq.